Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3397B, and today's date is July 8th, 2024, and the Tali episode is 25th Amendment Must Be Used, Traitors Forced Into the Light, Real Commander-in-Chief. Listen up, people. If you're not stockpiling medications after what we've been through, you're setting yourself up for disaster. The warning signs are everything with this bird flu in the headlines. The FDA commissioner just went on record saying the real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs where, when that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. We gotta have testing, gotta have antivirals, and we need to have a vaccine ready to go. Could they be more transparent about what's going to happen? Dr. Eric Ding, COVID expert, says, I would start stockpiling flu medicines like Tamiflu for your family starting now. If bird flu is ever human-to-human transmissible, you will regret it when near certain shortage hits. Our personal responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu easily without having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company developed a contagion emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications, including Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, medications that every American should have in the medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but I've got you covered. Easily order online the one-of-a-kind prescription contagion emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Each prep kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you have emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Avoid the chaos, wait time, and price of a hospital and have exactly what you need as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, you have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to worry about whatever is next. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. Or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters. You can see Obama now is directing the propaganda networks, directing the DNC, the installed Ds and the rest to continually push the idea that, hey, we need to get rid of Biden right now because we saw his performance during the debates. And yes, he has major, major problems. Now, once again, they knew this from before. This was planned a long time ago. This is not like, oh, this just came about. They knew from the very, very beginning they never wanted Biden. Biden is very, very difficult. He's stubborn. Kamala would have been a lot easier. She would have just done everything Obama wanted her to do without questioning anything. Biden is a little different. Plus, Biden is running his own little criminal network. And I do believe what's happening right now with the letter that Biden has put out, they're now negotiating what he's going to get when he exits. Now, once again, when I say what he's going to get, it's going to be a payoff. Because again, they're not doing this just to do it. He wants them to give them him money to exit. And I do believe this is going to be a lot of money. Now, really think about what's happening. No matter which way you look at this, you can see that Biden most likely will have to be removed by the 25th Amendment. The first way that he can be removed is him saying that he cannot continue on. Because if he just drops out of the race and he decides I'm not running for re-election, people are going to call into question his cognitive ability. People are going to call into question, can he function as the resident? And when they start to do the cognitive test and when the HER audio tapes come out, well, it's going to show that he cannot. So that means even though he drops out of the presidential race, he cannot stay as the resident, which means he can either write a letter saying that he cannot perform his duties and he can exit and Kamala would then become the acting president. Or they could take the second path with the 25th Amendment. Both are the 25th Amendment, one Section 3, one Section 4. And he can continually to push on because he's not getting the amount of money that he wants. And they can then use the other section of the 25th Amendment to actually take him out. So those are the two paths I do believe we're going to be going down. And I do believe they all end up with Kamala being the acting president and the presidential candidate, which means she's going to have to bring in a VP. And eventually what's probably going to happen is they're going to replace Kamala. Now, we can see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, Trump and Johnson, I do believe they set it up so people could see the traitors very, very clearly. And we're already starting to see that because the traitors right now, they're being forced into the light. Now, they proposed the SAVE Act, which means everyone that goes to the election booth, they have to prove that they're citizens. There can be a check to make sure that they're citizens. Now, the Biden administration, the deep state players, all the D's, they don't want this. So they've just been forced out into the light. They're saying it's already illegal to vote in the election if you're not a citizen. But again, when you look at the SAVE Act, what does the SAVE Act actually say? It says that we must check to make sure that you are a citizen. You see, they don't want that check there. They don't want anyone checking. Yes, it's illegal, but they don't want anyone checking. So if everyone who's illegal votes and there's no check to see if they're actually a citizen, yes, they might have voted illegally, but who's checking? It's almost like if you're speeding. Yes, it's illegal to speed, right? But if there's no one there checking, are you held accountable? No, you got away with it. Let's say you go through a red light. It's illegal to go through the red light. But again, if there's no camera taking a picture of your license plate, or if the police aren't there, you're not held accountable. So think about this with the elections. If there's no one there checking, who's held accountable? Nobody. It's the game they play. So they're going to try to convince everyone, hey, by the way, we already know it's illegal. That's not the point of the SAVE Act. The point of the SAVE Act is, yes, we know it's illegal, but there's no mechanism to check to see if someone is doing something illegally. And now, what just happened? The traitors were forced into the light because every single person who is in Congress, the House and the Senate and the resident, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, which means they're now going against the Constitution, just like everything else. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And now people can see who the true traitors really are. Now, once again, if they voted for the SAVE Act, all the illegals wouldn't be able to vote. So you know, and they're telling you, our main mission is to have them vote and cheat in the election. That's what they're telling everybody. It's that simple. So right there, everyone can see who the true representatives are, the people who are truly following the Constitution and actually sticking to their oath, and those individuals that are installed in government, those individuals that aren't really supposed to be there because they cheated in the election. They rigged the election and they were able to get into their positions. This has been going on for a very, very long time. And I do believe Trump and Johnson set this up so people could see the truth here. People could see that, hey, look, they're not going to go along with this because, again, they wouldn't be there if we had these checks and balances. Because if we had the checks and balances and we weren't using the computer systems and we were checking to see who was a citizen and who wasn't a citizen, these people would never, ever, ever, ever be elected. And I think this is becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And if you go back to November 3rd, 2020 and January 6th, where the insurrection was completed against the president of the United States, Trump is the president and the commander in chief of this country. I do believe once the insurrection happened against the president, because again, Trump was the president, the election was not certified. The deep state players, they had to make sure that whatever they did on November 3rd was able to continue on and actually pass and become certified so they could complete the mission, which means that was the completion of the insurrection. And that's why they needed the chaos, because remember, there were certain individuals that were getting ready to say that there were anomalies in the election and they were going to return the results back to the legislature, and the vice president was going to do this. And at the time, it was Pence. Why didn't the deep state players want them to return the results? Because then it would show that they cheated in the election. They needed to stop that at all costs. That's why they set up the insurrection. That's why they did what they did. And that's why Trump came out and said, go home peacefully. Go home patriotically. He wasn't talking to the MAGA supporters. He was talking to the deep state players. They're the ones who had the insurrection. They didn't want the results going back to the legislatures of each state. And there were a couple of people that were going to actually not certify. And this is what they stopped. And they actually had the insurrection, which means the military was activated, which means Trump became the commander in chief. And very interestingly, on Truth, Trump retruthed a post and it says real commander in chief. So I do believe he's letting everyone know that he is in charge right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out throughout Europe right now, because we know there's been many different elections. And yes, there are certain good people that are getting into position, and we still have bad people out there. Remember, this is not going to be a perfect situation. We have to fight to take everything back. And sometimes you need to show the people the truth before they reach that point. I do believe that's happening out in UK and it's happening out in France. Other places, people already saw the truth and they said, you know something, no matter what happens, this is the person we want. We want Geert Wilders. We want Milei. We want the president of El Salvador. And now out in the UK, we could see we have the Labour Party out there and the people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, nothing's changed. Actually, it's getting worse. We need to make a change once again. And since they have the new prime minister, the first illegal migrants were brought ashore and they were brought into the United Kingdom right after the general election. Nothing is going to change there. So the people in the UK, they're going to see this. They're going to see that, hey, wait a minute, we voted for this new party and they're doing the same exact thing. Nothing has changed. Actually, it's getting worse. And I do believe this is when they're going to say, okay, enough of this. This is ridiculous. We need to actually vote in the true patriots. And I do believe that's where Nigel Farage is going to come in. Now, when you look at France, I do believe the same thing is happening there. That's happening out in the UK, but a lot worse. Actually, what happened out in France, it looks like Macron, he was so desperate to stay in charge and to make sure that Le Pen didn't get control. He actually made a deal with the far left. And now France is becoming communist. That's very interesting. So according to the French Interior Ministry, Marine Le Pen's national rally won the most votes of any party during Sunday's second round of snap legislative elections at over 8.7 million, good for 32% of the vote. When combined with their electoral alliance partners from disputed Les Républicains president Eric Ciotti, who earned nearly 1.4 million, good for 5% of the vote, that would take the right wing to over 10 million and 37% of the vote. However, despite receiving 1.7 million fewer votes than RN, the new Popular Front was awarded the most seats of any party currently projected by Le Monde at 182. Macron's coalition won an estimated 168 seats. And despite coming in first in terms of vote share, the RN and its partners were awarded the third most seats at a projected 143, which means they actually picked up a lot of seats. It sounds bad, but they did pick up a lot of seats. Now, what do you think is going to happen here? Well, Macron had to make a deal with the far left, the Communist Socialist Party. And I do believe you're going to see the entire country completely and utterly start to break down, because this has created a hung parliament and the possibility of months of political gridlock in France, which could upset markets, and France's already suffering economy would be a disaster. Macron is facing another problem. His unlikely collaboration with the New Popular Front to defeat the National Rally increased the National Assembly's share of left-wing parties, including the Socialist Party, the climate-focused Green Party, and the far-left Communist and Unbowed parties. So the new Popular Front wants to dramatically increase government spending and has promised to reverse some of Macron's economic policies, including his reforms on pensions. And we could see that this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And sometimes you got to wake the people up. Sometimes the people have to see this. And I do believe the people in France, they're going to start to really see what has been done here. And the country is going to turn into a complete and utter mess, which means the next elections, I do believe the people are going to rally like we've never seen before. And Le Pen most likely is going to become the winner. And you're going to see out in the UK, they're going to force that party that just won out, and you're going to see the real Patriots come in. So I do believe we are still going to see change. But again, sometimes you got to show the people, and the people must see how bad it's going to get. Sometimes you got to walk through the darkness before you get to the light. I mean, think about here in the United States. What have we seen? Well, we saw 4 years of Trump, and then we saw Biden, who rigged the election with Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest. They came in and they completely undid everything that Trump did. That's why this can't be a Band-Aid fix, because if Band-Aid fix worked, we wouldn't have a problem right now. The only way to stop this is to get rid of the deep state, to expose the deep state. Because, again, this is not just another four-year election. We had a four-year election. Trump won. He put certain things into place. Biden came along. They rigged the election. What happened? They reversed everything Trump did. That's a Band-Aid fix. The real mission is to destroy the deep state players. The real mission is to expose the deep state players, to expose the criminal syndicate, to show the people, look, you really want this country? Well, I'm going to show you what they've done here. I'm going to show you the true criminals. I'm going to show you how they cheat. I'm going to show you how they're trying to destroy the country. I'm going to show you how they're destroying, how they're trying to bring us to war. I'm going to show you all this. And if you like what they're doing, that's fine. But you're going to go to war. There's going to be death and destruction. If you truly want to fight for your freedom and you want the country back, well, here you go. Do you like what they're doing? I'm going to say the majority doesn't. The majority's going to say, no, we need to fight for our freedom. We want the country back. And I do believe more and more people are joining this fight. I mean, think about Trump's rallies compared to Biden's rallies. They're not even the same, not even close. The people are taking back the country. And when we enter this phase of war and economic disaster, the people, they're going to rise up. The people are going to say, no more, I've had it. And yes, this is the scare event. This is the part where people say, even on the D side, enough is enough. And this is what Trump and the Patriots want. They want the Americans to see the true enemy. And the only way to show the people the true enemy is to actually have the people live through it. So they really see it. They really understand it. Now, what's very interesting is that out in Iran, it looks like there is changes that are about to happen. That new individual, Massoud, he won the presidential election, and he wants to get closer to the Western country. So let's see how this all plays out, and let's see if the people rise up, and let's see if there is change in Iran. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, out in Ukraine, we could see Ukraine, they're up to their old tricks trying to convince everyone that Russia actually bombed a children's hospital. But again, this isn't what happened. Jackson Hinkle put this out and said, did Russia just bomb a children's hospital in Ukraine? No, it appears as though Ukraine bombed their own civilians again. This missile that hit the hospital seems to be a Patriot PAC-3 interceptor, pointed nose, not a Russian Kh-101 cruise missile, rounded nose. The missile in the video also lacks the distinctive wings of the Russian Kh-101. After the strike, locals posted pictures of Ukrainian air defense shrapnel at the site of the blast. The Russian Ministry of Defense refutes the accusations that they were responsible, stating it was a provocation by the Kiev regime ahead of the NATO summit, which they claim would benefit Ukraine. And once again, we could see that Ukraine has used these tricks many, many times before, just like Hamas uses these tricks. It's the same exact playbook over and over and over. But you can see the narrative is now actually being built right now for peace talks. And we can see that Viktor Orban right now, he has created the conservative EU group. He then visited Putin talking about peace, actually laying the groundwork. Now he's out visiting Xi in China, laying out the groundwork for peace. So think about it. We have Xi on board. We have Putin on board. Viktor Orban on board. We have Zelensky asking questions about Trump. I do believe there's going to be calls from many, many leaders around the world who are going to ask Trump to actually negotiate peace as we approach war. And you can see this is already being laid out because we know exactly what is coming. Now, we know the deep state players, they centralized everything in their criminal syndicate. And this is why they needed the central bank system. You see, without the central bank system, it's very, very difficult to actually create all of these different departments within government, all these different agencies, because normally you wouldn't have the funds. But if you have a private West Central Bank, which is an open-ended credit card, you can create all this. And if you look since 1971, what came into existence during this time and after? All these different agencies. We had the Department of Education. We had the CDC, the FDA. I mean, if you really look at it, DHS, they just kept on creating these agencies and they got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And when you look at the Department of Education, you can see why Trump and the Patriots are saying it's time to get rid of it. Actually, it's probably time to get rid of most of these agencies. We don't need them. They don't serve a purpose in this country. And I do believe this is going to change the structure of the education system in this country. Because when you look at the National Education Association, they're in line with the Department of Education. They're in line with the deep state players. And when you really look at them, they're not doing anything in the best interest of our children. They're doing everything in the best interest of the criminal syndicate. Remember, all of these different systems are connected together. And what's very interesting is that the president of the National Education Association, well, she sounded like a deranged lunatic when she was giving a speech. And these are the people that are telling everyone how we should educate our children. Now, think about what they did during COVID. They wanted the schools to stay closed. They wanted people to wear masks. They wanted people to get vaccines. Should these people be in charge? Absolutely not. And when you look at Randy Weingarten, she put out a picture of a, looks like a sunset, and she wrote tonight's sunset, but she spelled tonight wrong. This is the individual that's running everything. So she's one of the head of one of the largest teachers union, and she can't spell, and we're taking instructions from them. Really think about this for a second. But you can see the deep state players, they're up to their old tricks. Remember back in the day when the parents started to rise up against CRT and the Fed, the FBI, they started to track the parents because they didn't like this. And then they decided to rename CRT to something different. Well, it looks like the armed forces are doing the same exact thing, because diversity, equity, and inclusion, well, that doesn't have a good connotation. And they're now changing DEI and they're rebranding it to organizational culture program. Basically, it's the same exact thing. They're just calling it something completely and utterly different to confuse everyone. Representative Anna Paulina Luna put this out and said, Ramstein Air Base, care to comment? You may think you have outsmarted Congress, but lucky for you and the rest of the DOD, service members are tired of this garbage. I look forward to calling your commanding officer in D.C., where they can explain to Congress and myself why they changed the name here. D.C. Drano responded and said, Biden's hijacked military is now rebranding their DEI program as organizational cultural program to avoid political backlash. Make no mistake, this is a racial wokeness in our military, and it must be stopped. Make sure everybody knows what DEI has mutated into. Absolutely. And you can see this is what they've been doing for a very long time. They've been putting out what they want. When people start to recognize what they're doing here and people start calling them out, they try to change the names and they try to confuse everyone, like, hey, we're not doing it anymore. But no one's confused anymore. Everyone realizes this is exactly what's happening, just like they realize what's happening in all the different blue cities. Crime is on the rise. They're releasing the criminals. They have these ridiculous gun control laws in place that doesn't do anything to control guns. Actually, it does the opposite. When you look at Chicago, what do you see? Wasn't there a shooting of like 77 people? 12 people died from it. They have the most restrictive gun control laws there. Is it working? No, absolutely not. It's the worst in those areas. And when you look at, let's say, California, what do you see in the big cities there? You see crime is off the charts. Well, it doesn't help when you're releasing the criminals and you're not pressing charges against these people. So now delivery drivers out in California, they are now hiring armed guards because they're being robbed. I mean, really think about this for a second. Wouldn't it be just easier if everyone carried a weapon? Wouldn't it be just easier if they had the right to care? Oh, wait, they do have the right. It's called the Second Amendment. And these states, these legislators, they are infringing on everyone's right to protect themselves, to carry a weapon. That's what the Second Amendment says. So now they're putting everyone's life in danger. But again, this was part of their plan from the very, very beginning. They wanted to take the weapons away from the people. Because, again, how can you control a population if the population has weapons? You can't. When you take them away, it's a lot easier to control the population when it's time. See, the tyrannical government, they don't come out and try to control you right off the bat. Yes, you can see little things here and there. But what they do is they put everything into place and then they spring it on you. But then it's too late. That's when people go, oh, crap, we should have kept our weapons. Oh, look at this. I'm being rounded up. That's when everyone starts to realize, hey, we should have never let this happen. But again, it's too late then. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. But again, a lot of people don't see this. A lot of people don't see what's happening. Just like with COVID, people were going all in on, hey, I'll stick my arm out. Hey, I'll get papers to prove that I got the bioweapon. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. But now, when you look back in time, it's a lot easier to see. It's always a lot easier to go backwards in time and to look at everything and analyze it and go, oh, now I see it. Just like with what's happening today with January 6th, what's happening with the criminal syndicate today. When people look back in time, I do believe people are going to see that, yeah, Trump was in control. Yes, they rigged the election. Yes, they were trying to destroy America. Yes, this has been this way for a very long time. They were criminals running our country. And I think it's going to be very, very easy for people to look back in time and see all of this. But when you're in the thick of it, for a lot of people, it's very, very difficult to see. Just like what's happening with January 6th. When we look back in time, you can see the confidential human sources. You can see how the Unselect Committee lied to the American people. You can see how it was staged to make sure that the representatives didn't send the results back to the legislators to make sure that Biden was certified. You could see that there was an insurrection now against the president of the United States, which was Trump. Now it's much, much easier to see. Just like when you look at what happened to all the individuals that were arrested, you could see very, very clearly that the deep state, the criminals, the tyrannical government, they don't want to release them. They want them to pay, and they want a message sent out to the rest of the patriots of this country, the actual patriots of this country. They want them to know, if you try anything like this again and you go up against us, we will imprison you forever. That's their message. But remember, the Supreme Court, they put out a ruling and they should have dropped the 1512 felony charges. But they're not going to. Philip Anderson put this out and said, and he's pointed to a text that says, just wanted to check in with you to make sure that the 1512 charge has been dropped off my case. Not that easy. In fact, no one's 1512 has been dropped yet. The government is asking 30 to 60 days to evaluate the Fisher opinion. Philip Anderson responded to this and said, Biden's DOJ is refusing to drop their bogus 1512 felony charges against January 6ers, even after the Supreme Court overwhelmingly ruled in favor of the January 6ers. So think about it. The tyrannical government doesn't want to listen to the Supreme Court. Joe Biden doesn't listen to the Supreme Court. Actually, he purposely goes out there and says, yeah, the Supreme Court says I can't cancel your student loan, but I'm not going to listen to him. The Department of Justice says, hey, I know that the Supreme Court says, but we're not going to listen to him. The Congress says, hey, Merrick Garland, hand over the audio tapes. DOJ says, well, we're not going to listen to you. We don't care what the subpoena says. We're not going to press charges. That's the criminal syndicate right there. That's the tyrannical government. That's dictatorship. You could see it as clear as day. And once again, when we look back in time, people will be able to see all of this. I think you could see it right now. But once again, Some people, they only could see it when they look back in time and they're told. But every day that passes, you could see the tyrannical government, they're showing you who they truly, really are. And when you look at the Biden administration and you look at Biden, you can see that he set up a criminal organization a long time ago. And there's many, many installed individuals that have criminal organizations. They've been hiding it from the people. They didn't want people to know. How do you think all these people got rich? You think they're just that good in picking the stocks? No, they're criminals. They're laundering the money. What do you think they got the money to actually invest the way they do? It's money laundering 101. Even Biden's doctor is in on the scam. I mean, really think about this for a second. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer dropped somewhat of a bombshell when he revealed that White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor has been involved in Biden family business dealings. And as a result, Comer is demanding that O'Connor appear before Congress to answer questions about Joe Biden's declining mental state. Comer sent a letter to O'Connor seeking to question the physician, given his connections with the Biden family, about whether he is in a position to provide accurate and independent reviews of the clearly declining president's fitness to serve. So the Oversight Committee is concerned about his medical assessment because it might have been influenced by his private business endeavors with the Biden family. You think? Absolutely. Why do you think he hasn't reported on anything? So once again, you could see the criminal syndicate. They're all part of the same system, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Now, once again, you could see major, major D's right now. They have been instructed to tell Biden to step down. We have Nadler and many others. We even have individuals like Rob Reiner. We have Stephen King. We have many individuals now that are telling Biden to step down. Again, this is being orchestrated by Obama, and he's letting everyone see that Biden can't function anymore. Now, on the other side, I do believe that Biden is holding out because I do believe he is now working with the DNC, with Obama, for the payoff. I don't believe he's just going to step down to step down. I do believe he wants a huge payoff to be removed. Joe Biden on X, which is really not him, put this out and said, "This morning, I sent a letter to my fellow Democrats on Capitol Hill. In it, I shared my thoughts about this moment in our campaign. It's time to come together, move forward as a unified party, and defeat Trump." But actually, when you start to read through this letter, you can see that he's looking for an exit price. And it looks like he wants a huge payout to actually exit as the presidential candidate and to be removed as the resident. So I do believe that's what they're negotiating right now. And I do believe in the end, they'll come up with some number and then he'll be removed. Now, he could be removed one way or another, but I do believe that in the end, he will be removed, probably with the 25th Amendment. We'll be discussing that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Joe Biden, he put this out and said, "Let me say this as clearly as I can. I am the sitting president of the United States. I'm the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm staying in the race." And down below, someone put up, Tony Soprano says, "If you got to keep saying you're the boss, you're not the boss." He's not the boss. Obama is telling him what to do. He's running the entire Democratic Party. But who's actually really in control? I do believe it's Trump. Now, once again, Kamala Harris and the rest, they've been covering for Biden for a very long time. They all knew that he was having some type of problem. I do believe he's actually pushing this really, really hard to make it look like he has a lot more problems than he actually really does. Because again, plausible deniability. Because again, they know if Trump wins, there's going to be trials. And I do believe he's setting it up to make sure that he can get away with it one way or another. I don't know if this is going to work. And this is why he wants a payout from Obama and the DNC. But Kamala, she has been covering for him for quite a while. Steve Guest put this out and said, "For years, she said Biden is a very bold and vibrant and is tireless in terms of working. Kamala said he's going to be fine. He's in good shape. He's in good health." But we all know she's been lying. Don Jr. responded and said, "No one has lied more to the American people about Joe Biden's cognitive decline than Kamala Harris." And he's absolutely right. And Stephen Miller responded to all of this and said, Harris is the essential co-conspirator. It was her duty to invoke the 25th Amendment. Instead, she lied to the American people and led the cover-up. Absolutely. So when you look at the 25th Amendment, there's a question. How do they remove Biden? So the only question for Biden and his party is whether the removal will be voluntary under Section 3 of the 25th Amendment or forced under Section 4. Will Biden transmit his written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office to Congress? Or will the vice president and majority of the cabinet inform Congress of President Biden's incapacity and remove him from office? So Kamala Harris, her constitutional duty is clear. The president is clearly incapable, and she's on the hot seat as the one required to initiate the 25th Amendment proceedings. Section 3 of that amendment describes the voluntary stepping down of the president. Whenever the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that he's unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, and until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary, such powers and duties shall be discharged by the vice president as acting president. In this case, this would presumably be followed by a formal resignation, after which Kamala Harris would be sworn in as president. This would also place her in the slot as the presumptive Democratic nominee for the 2024 presidential election. The involuntary process is a bit more involved and includes at least one major stumbling block. Whenever the vice president and majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. The president has the option to contest this, and the balance of Section 4 describes that process. But here's the catch. Removing an unwilling resident under the 25th Amendment requires a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate. Margot Cleveland explains, we're now at the point where the inaction of the vice resident Kamala Harris and Biden's cabinet constitutes a violation of their oath of office. They solemnly swore they would bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the Constitution, and that they would faithfully discharge the duties of the office. That oath mandates they provide Congress their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. There is no wiggle room, no wait and see if the resident can convince the public he is fit for office, whether by choreographed appearance or edited primetime interviews. Neither spin nor conspiracy theories can alter what the world saw during the debate, Biden's mental incapacity. So there's only two ways this can happen. Biden gets his payoff, and then he writes the letter and says he's out. Now, what happens when they don't pay him off? Well, they're going to have to take the other route, which means the Republicans, they're going to have to join in on this. And yes, the D's will be instructed to go ahead and remove him. Now, the Republicans might not want to do it because they're like, why would we want to remove him? Because this is going to be an easy win. And why would we want him to drop out? But again, when you look at the Constitution and you look at the national security, this is far beyond just winning the election, because they have to look at the Constitution. They have to look at the country, and they have to put that first. So I do believe there might be an event, something might happen, where all of a sudden they'll say, okay, it's a national security problem right now, and we need to come together and remove him from office. Now, let's see how this plays out. But I think either way you look at it, it looks like most likely he's going to be taken out by the 25th Amendment. So this is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. Now, remember, when Biden continually pushes back and Biden contests this because he didn't get the payout, what does Obama have? He has the HER audio tapes. He will release those when the time is right, if he needs them. I do believe he's keeping that in his back pocket, just in case. Now, the question is, who's going to fill the slot as VP? Now, I do believe it might be Hillary Clinton. Now, we know she's coming in, and we know this from one of the posts that Trump put out on Truth that referred to Hillary Clinton, And Trump also put out the debate against him and Hillary Clinton back in, what, 2016 or so. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But first, when we look at Biden, you have to remember, Biden, he's been calling the MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, extremists. He's been demonizing them. And he could use this to his advantage, if you really think about it. Because once again, if he doesn't get the payoff and the DNC and all these, they don't cough up the money, he's not going anywhere. And he'll probably try to get the sympathy vote from the American people. And how can he do this? Well, first, let me just read Paul Sperry here. He said, the DNC Biden campaign entire strategy against Trump has been to demonize the MAGA movement. Yet now, as even blue states' population into play and the Senate slips away, a national MAGA mandate looms in the offing. So he's been calling MAGA extremists, white supremacists, you name it. Again, we go back to an assassination. If there is an attempt on Biden's life, and they set up a wag the dog moment here, and they blame it on a Trump supporter or a MAGA individual, can they play this up to get the sympathy vote? Can they play this up and point the finger at Trump? I do believe so. Would this throw Obama's plan off track a little bit? I do believe so. But again, what happens if there's information that shows that he set this up and he used the FBI, he used the criminal syndicate players? Well, that would be a major, major problem. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, like we said before, I do believe Trump is letting us know that Hillary Clinton is coming back into focus. And I do believe we're going back to where we started from. In the very beginning, Trump came in, beat Hillary Clinton because she was going to bring us to nuclear war. He already let us know that was a fact. And during this period of time, Obama, they put everything into motion to try to stop him, to try to get him removed as president. They spied on his campaign. They had the Russia thing. They had the Alpha Bank, a hoax, impeachment hoax, number one. Number two, remember, Obama was following him around. He was the shadow president at the time. So I do believe Trump, he's letting us know that this is coming full circle. And he put out that part of the debate where he told Hillary Clinton that she should be in jail. Take a listen.
Good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
So I do believe he's letting us know that once Biden is removed, Hillary Clinton is coming into focus. Now, is that sneaking one in? No, that is just Kamala. She's just becoming the acting president. She's the presidential nominee. And she's picking a VP. That's not really sneaking someone in there because she's just picking someone. I think the move to sneak one in is replacing Kamala with Michelle Obama. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But again, for a very long time, the deep state players have been telling us that Trump is a threat to democracy. And Patriots Aren't Control put this out and started from 2016 all the way up to 2024. And this is the Washington Post. And they pretty much say the same thing every single year. Donald Trump is a unique threat to American democracy. 2016, 2017. Greatest threat to democracy, commander of bin Laden raid, slams Trump's anti-media sentiment. 2018, fake news and the Trumpian threat to democracy. 2019, Trump's threat to democracy. And it goes all the way up to 2024. Last one was Supreme Court's Trump immunity. Ruling poses risk for democracy. Well, if they truly want democracy, what would they do? They would allow everyone to show that they're a citizen of this country so they could vote for the true president of the United States. Patriots in Control responded to this and said, if you're still dumb enough to fall for the Trump threat to democracy narrative at this point, there's probably no hope for you. There are still some people out there that might believe this, just like the people are out there believing that Trump is the creator of Project 2025. Well, that was created back in 2023 by the Heritage Foundation. Trump already said he has nothing to do with this. And he said some of these things are just, you know, he doesn't believe in. But if you really want to see Trump's agenda, what you got to do is look at Agenda 47. And if you go to DonaldTrump.com/Agenda47, he tells you what he wants to do. He's going to declare war on cartels. He's going to end the veteran homelessness in America. No welfare for illegal aliens. He's going to help the auto workers. He's going to help the families to homeschool. Low-cost energy and electricity here in the United States. He's going to return production of essential medicines back to America, ending Biden's pharmaceutical shortages. He's calling for the death penalty for human traffickers. And this goes on and on and on. So if you really want to see his plan, it's not 2025. It's Agenda 47. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is I do believe the Patriots have set up the deep state players. Trump forced them out of the darkness and into the light and now is showing the people who the true enemies are of this country, who the traitors are. And since they put out the SAFE Act, people now can see the truth because the White House, they came out strongly against the SAFE Act and they don't like the SAFE Act whatsoever. And the Biden administration also opposes penalizing non-citizens who unlawfully register to vote. Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know right there. So there it is. They don't want the part where we check to see if each person is a citizen or not. They don't want the check. They're just telling you it is illegal. But if you don't have anyone there holding them accountable, who really cares? We used that example before of a speed limit. If there's no police around, who's enforcing the law? There's nobody there. If you go through a red light, there's no police around. Who's enforcing the law? There's nobody there. If illegals come to vote and there's no one there to check, who's being held accountable? Who's enforcing the law? Nobody. This is why they don't want this. Remember how they play the game. It's illegal. We know it's illegal, but no one's checking. So how do you know who illegally voted? You don't. And this is why they don't want the SAFE Act. Because the SAFE Act checks to see if anyone is breaking the law. And they don't want this. And of course, they're giving all these excuses. Well, if we have to use the ID, it's going to slow down the process. And really, slowing down the process? Didn't we have a process of elections like it took a week? No, this is not going to slow down the process. This is going to make sure that our elections are secure. And I do believe we need to remove the computerized systems. And I do believe that's what's coming. Because remember, there are two old laws that are on the books, and Stephen Miller actually explained this, where each state can look at their voter rolls and they can check to see who's a citizen and who is not. And I do believe most of the states need to do this. They need to follow these laws. Now, again, it's probably going to be the red states. But I do believe what's going to happen is that when we approach war and the country is attacked, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to have to say that we can't have the elections. Why? Because I don't believe, even with bringing Michelle Obama in and Hillary Clinton, it's not going to work. Because remember, there's going to be a lot of information being dripped out about them. People are going to see their crimes. Their poll number is going to go down just like Biden. And they're going to realize that they don't have COVID. They don't have the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes like they did before. And cheating is not going to work the way they had it work back in 2020. So this is going to be a major problem for them. And the only way out of this is to try to stop the elections. Because how do you stay in power? You got to make sure that there is no president. I do believe that's why there was an article, an opinion piece put out there. Do we really need a president? Really think about that for a second. So I do believe they're going to hit their own systems. And they're going to make the case that we can't have an election. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that most likely this is where we're headed. And when they do this, I do believe we're going to go to all paper. And I do believe we're going to have to check to make sure, since we have been attacked, I'm talking about the United States has been attacked, we're at war, and I don't believe it's just going to be a cyber attack. I believe there will be other attacks. I do believe the military needs to make sure, for national security purposes, that everyone is a citizen in this country who is voting. And I do believe they're going to have a database online ready to go, and there will be checks to make sure. Now, again, the deep state players don't want this. So what's going to happen? Well, they won't be able to stop that. They'll try to use the illegals and Antifa to try to push people away from the voting booths, but I do believe the military is going to be guarding that and protecting the voting areas. So once Trump wins the election, I do believe they're going to try to push chaos like we've never seen before. I do believe they're going to try to push a civil war by saying we're not certifying. But again, you have to remember, Trump took away that power of sending the results back to the legislator. He had this huge argument with Pence where he told Pence that you must send it back. And it wasn't done. He convinced the D's to change the law. And now the acting president, who's still the vice president, doesn't have the ability to send the results back. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, hey, we're not certifying. And they'll probably use some type of an excuse. Or they'll add in chaos to all this. And they'll have people rioting on the streets because Trump won. And they'll have the Patriot Front Group and others rioting on the streets saying, hey, you're not certifying. We're pissed off. They're going to try to start a civil war. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is going to bring the criminal syndicate out into the streets in all the different blue cities. And I do believe the military will be used to round them up. Because again, who's the true commander in chief? Who's the person that's in charge? I do believe it's Trump. And Trump, he retruthed a truth from Spiritual Street Fighter 17. And it shows Trump walking into the ballroom in Mar-a-Lago. And down below it says the real commander in chief. And I do believe he is the real commander in chief. And he's letting everyone know that he is the commander in chief. He's in control of the country as of November 3rd, the completion of the insurrection against him on January 6th. That is when he took control, which means the Patriots are in control and the plan is working. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.